Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yay. Honey's old, no, mommy's getting hot at the Sephora. Listen to Natch Beauty. Just sit back while she's creaming it. She ain't popping zits. She puts serum on slowly. Oh, we oh, we oh. She is gonna Natch at home.
Yes, honey. Oh. Yes, honey. Welcome to Natch View. I don't know. That might be the best intro I've ever done.
At
I don't
the
know.
Sephora. It no, sure is.
No big deal. No big deal. That might be the best intro I've ever done. I don't know.
My jaw hit the floor. That's why, out of amusement.
That's why I had you film yourself.
So good.
Because I said that there might be a reaction.
Yeah, we got a reaction shot for sure.
That might be the best intro song. I don't know. Welcome to Natch Beauty, everybody. Welcome to Natch Beauty, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I'm your host and your guy, Jackie J, aka the Beauty Talk Shock Jack, your queen of creams, also the most serums and freshest friends on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt, creaming while the baby is screaming. Welcome to Natch Beauty. Oh my goodness, my guest. My guest has been on Natch Beauty. This is her third appearance. My guest is the person who deemed me the Beauty Talk Shock Jack. My guest, podcast veteran, host of a seminal podcast. She's been taking a break for a while and she's back in the game, sweetie. She's back in the game. And of course, she had to come back here and have a convo with your girl all about her new show, what she's been up to, the products of the now. We have so much to discuss. Please welcome my guest, returning guest, but the first time solo, Miss Elizabeth Cott.
Hello.
Welcome to Natch Beauty.
What an intro.
I had so much fun. Ever since that song came out, I was like, I'm going to do a cover. And it was going to be at the Natch Beauty Pod. Mm-mm. But then I was like, at the Sephora doing something Natch Beauty, listening to. Now I was like, that's better.
That's right.
At this point, I'm Weird Al.
And boy, did you cover. My gosh.
Honey, you know, we do what we got to do around here. Anyway, enough about me and my vocals. Welcome to Natch Beauty, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I need to ask you the questions I ask every guest.
Okay.
I think you've answered these, but you're going to answer them again.
Okay.
The first question, what type of skin do you have?
Sensy.
I know. I know that. The listeners might not, but...
Oh, yeah. No, I think I first came out as a dermatitis haver on this very show.
This was your coming out... Big moment.
Yeah, perioral, baby.
Yes, honey. That was a hard time. I've seen the photos.
Whew.
It was a moment.
Yeah, but a moment, and what I can say to anybody dealing with some skin stuff, skin heals.
Yes.
It changes.
Hashtag skin heals.
Yeah.
Yes. Powerful. Next question. Take me back. First beauty product you ever bought or used. Do you remember?
Yeah. I actually talked about this when I hosted for you.
Yes.
My cousin, Michelle, was a Mary Kay rep.
Okay, yes.
Back in the day. And she gave me a caboodle, basically, mm-hmm. of samples. And so it was like little paper strips with eyeshadow.
I remember those.
And little like
the pods.
Lipstick things.
Yes.
Yep, little lipstick pods. And I went to town.
Am I incorrect when I say that I have heard that Mary Kay actually is good for sensitive skin.
Not in that era.
Okay, yeah. Nothing was.
Maybe not. It was scented. It was a scented makeup.
Yes. We don't like that.
No.
Yeah. This is a bonus question. Everyone gets one. I've never asked this of anyone. I don't know why, but it's down on my paper for you. Favorite show tune?
Ooh. It's definitely something from Chorus Line.
Okay.
I mean, opening of Chorus Line is just
Okay.
God, I Hope I Get It is incredible. Yes. But like just that entire soundtrack just slaps for me.
I will take that answer.
Dance 10 Looks 3. I mean, I could go on.
I'm not super familiar. I've seen it once live at the Bowl.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Mario
Lopez. I went to that. Yeah.
Very fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that that was like the best interpretation of that particular show for me.
Yeah. That was my only frame of reference, believe it or not.
One Singular Sensation.
Oh, man.
I'm going to walk down the aisle to that song.
Kicking your legs.
Yeah. Full kick line. Yeah.
I, as someone who's been married famously twice, take that moment. That's my advice
Find your song you didn't ask for.
Because second wedding, I didn't really get to walk down an aisle.
I know. I was on the Zoom.
Yeah. I was in a hotel room. You know, we got snowed out and whatever. Make your moment. If you want to kick, kick. Whatever song, pick the damn song.
I will say, although you feel like you didn't have maybe your aisle moment, I was fully sobbing.
Okay, well.
On the Zoom.
I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that. Sometimes when I see pictures of other people's like amazing weddings, I wouldn't say it's jealousy, but it's there's like a little sadness because we had a hashtag pandemic.
But you can hashtag pandemic love. How cool would it be to do like a fun little?
I want to go to Vegas.
Oh well,
I want to do an Elvis.
That's what I think. Pink Cadillac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I just feel it's so cute, and you can take amazing photos, and it's all about the photos at the end of the day, because what did my sister say? She said, the food rots, the flowers wilt, the pictures are forever.
Not wrong.
But I didn't get any pictures either.
Okay, well then, wedding photo shoot for sure.
I know, but if I'll ever fit in that dress again, if it helped me, I don't know. Anyway, enough about that. Last question. Last warm-up question, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
This is Natural Beauty. We celebrate our natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
My smile.
Yeah, you got great teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That's lovely. What a quick, definitive answer you said. I know.
I think I like how I feel when I smile.
Yes.
So that's why it was quick.
That's lovely.
Thanks.
Sometimes I smile so much my face hurts.
That's a good thing.
When I'm with Sandy.
Oh.
Yeah. The other day I was like, Mommy's face hurts.
Oh, that's the best.
I know. He's really fun.
An angel.
He's so sweet. You barely got to see it.
But I got a vibe.
You got
check.
The vibe.
Yeah.
He's so chill and sweet. He got that from Ben. Okay, enough about that. Elizabeth, you're back.
I'm back.
What have you been up to? That's my first question in all caps. What have you been up to?
What have you been up
since
to?
Since you left the realm of the pod space.
Took some time off.
Honey, yes.
I don't think, you know, listen, it is a privilege and a half to be able to take some time off.
Yes. I wish it for everyone.
It changed the game.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think what was interesting is putting out a weekly show since 2014.
Yeah.
It just to be quiet.
Yes.
And regroup and be like, what is interesting to me? What do I want to discuss? What am I gravitating towards? I had to kind of like figure that out. We all had such a crazy experience with, you know, the 2020 of it all.
And yes.
To just sort of go, I mean, to be real, wellness. Hi, it was a wellness show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Society was so clearly unwell. I was like, we can't.
Even things that were in the wellness category were unwell.
Unwell and cringy and embarrassing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, this is not my vibe anymore. But I didn't know what was.
Mm-hmm.
So did
you had to find your vibe.
You had to find your vibe.
How Elizabeth got her vibe back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's where you've been. Finding your vibe.
Been finding the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Advising on a lot of stuff. I work with people who are guests on podcasts because I found that, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, so many people invest so much money on PR to get them on shows. They get on the mic and they're not
bad.
Sure how to talk about what they're there to talk about in a productive and concise way.
Yes.
So this wasn't something I sought out, but I just I just started sort of advising founders and people.
Pod coaching.
But I don't like the word coaching. I call it advising.
I want to do a role play.
Okay.
I want you to be the podcaster.
Okay.
And I'm going to be a brand founder. Let's say my brand is called, I'm just looking around my office, Cream your neck.
Okay.
Cream your neck serum. Okay, so now go.
Okay. So excited to have you here.
Thank you. My product is called Cream Your Neck Serum.
That's amazing.
Yes.
What brought you into the idea to do and create Cream Your Neck Serum?
Well, basically, my product is amazing, and you should buy it, and everybody needs it, and if you want to look great, then my product is called Cream Your Neck, and it's great.
What makes it so great to you?
Well, my product is really great. It's called Cream Your Neck, and everyone should...
Yeah, so it's a lot of that.
I've only had, everybody listening to Nash Butte knows, I've only had maybe one brand founder that just everything was about the brand. I was like, what's your favorite place to travel? Well, when I travel, I use blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, honey, calm down. That's why I stopped pretty much having founders on because I couldn't take the sell.
Or responding to PR. Like, I usually just didn't do that.
Yes.
But sometimes when it was an enticing.
That was a really unfunny, bad example.
But it drove the point home that there is so much of that. And I just think that...
They just want a free ad.
Right. And but also, it's an amazing opportunity to tell your story.
Yes.
To engage with an audience.
Yes.
So, and a lot of times I think there is that story there and there is a compelling conversation to be had. But I think also sometimes founders are just nervous.
Yeah, and also sometimes they just need to not maybe be on podcasts,
that
too.
That too, totally. But I think, well, at least the people who I've worked for, who I've had relationships with, who really were just like, I'm nervous, I don't know what to say, can
and
you help
also,
me?
And also, not just for founders. Old Benny out there, we all know Ben's brilliant. I say to him all the time, Ben, we got to tighten it up. Soundbites.
Yes.
Soundbites, honey.
So, like, well, I'll help people put together their talking points
yeah.
and really help, like, weave a narrative and that sort of thing. So I did that just truly for fun, and it really just happened, kind of came my way, which was great. And then I led, and I do these Artist Way groups, which I know I've talked to you about, where I lead these small groups of creatives in going through the
Artist Way.
I really want you to do my next
group.
Oh,
yeah, the January group. I'm there.
And
for real, put me down.
Okay.
Put me down on the emails.
I would love that.
How do y'all do it? Zoom?
Zoom.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I hate leaving my house.
I think with the Artist Way, if your audience is familiar with it, it's a 12-week experience. We'll call it a course, but it's just like a book where each week you read a chapter and you do these tasks, and it's all about recovering your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And that has just been hugely helpful, not only in me getting to the point where I was really honest with myself and realized that, like, that's a retrograde, just wasn't in my heart anymore from there, and then helping heal from that and then moving forward. The first time I did the Artist Way is when I got real with myself and ended up getting my dog. So it's like, it can be like these big life shifts or just sort of like amazing magic that you can call into your life and like everything in between.
I can't believe I've never read it.
It's
January is the
so
time.
Powerful. It's great.
January is the time.
So I also am working on a podcast about that.
And because I don't think I mentioned Too Niche. I don't have your intro written out.
That's
because
okay.
I said,
you don't need it.
I said I'm going to do it off the top,
mm-hmm.
and I completely left out.
That's okay. Well, I was going to get there,
okay.
obviously.
Well, because I did mention you have a new project,
yeah.
I think.
So
okay.
I've started working on the Artist Way podcast, but I really just didn't feel like it makes sense
mm-hmm.
to come out at the end of the year. Like, that's a top of year, first quarter type
mm-hmm.
of experience.
Yep.
I found in the groups that I lead, no one's vibing on it summer, fall.
Okay.
It's just like people
So you're saying
are,
the January group gonna be lit.
January, February is like where it's
okay.
at for sure. So I'm working on just like a little companion show that really just mimics the group's
mm-hmm.
experience where you just kind of like recap the chapter and can kind of be like, oh, I related to that, or oh, I hadn't thought of it that way. That just like super simple, that sort of thing. And then myself and Laura Marie Shane Halls from Sexy Unique Podcast.
Who's also been on Nashville, yes.
Yeah. She and I just dreamt up this really fun show that just came out for the holiday season
mm-hmm.
called Too Niche, where we...
It's called Too Niche?
There's a question mark.
With a question mark. You know what's good if there's a question
yeah.
mark.
Yeah. When we're giving you like a directive of, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. It's good.
And the first episode is all about sparkling waters.
Yeah. We did a 15... different sparkling water deep dive haul where we not only haul and review each sparkling water, but we go deep into the depths of who's the parent company? What does the branding look like?
You
what
know
is the
which
lore?
Mineral water would actually be good for your ethos.
Exactly.
And, okay.
Exactly.
I also find Laura's voice extremely soothing.
It's great.
Yes.
It's great. She's such a pro, and I'm obsessed with SUP. I'm such a SUP head.
Yeah.
So it's been so magical. And yeah, so then
Two Niches really, out now, by the way.
It's out now. Yes. We haul all different things we did.
This is coming out this week.
Oh, great. So yes. 2022 Goop gift guide we did.
Okay.
This week we're hauling the Kardashian Christmas card, which personally for me, I feel like I've been preparing for the past 15 or so years.
I haven't seen it. Oh, are y'all going through all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Starting from the 80s on.
Okay. Yeah. Because I haven't seen.
It's a haul.
Okay.
We're also doing the 90s historical American Girl dolls, so the first five.
This is niche.
It's niche.
Honey.
Oh, honey.
Honey, we're going too niche.
It's too niche, baby. In case you weren't
sure. The title
sure.
isn't one of those ironic titles.
We're niche. Oh, we did a really strong episode on charcuterie.
Okay.
As yep. one does.
I love charcuterie.
We're doing, who doesn't?
I know.
Let's go in on it.
I make my own vegan charcuterie boards.
Oh, yeah.
Semi often from Ben and I.
I've seen
a nice
pick.
Friday. Yeah.
Big fan.
Just a nice Friday afternoon.
For any Housewives lovers, we're doing the Housewives like singles.
Okay.
You know, the Housewives will classically put out a song
okay,
once in
yeah.
a while. So we got to go through those.
I only know
them.
Countess Luann's song.
Right.
I've never seen any Housewives.
I know.
Which is a very interesting, unique thing about me.
That's honestly, hold that dear. I think that's wonderful.
People find that really odd.
The languages that I could have learned,
yeah, exactly.
in the time
yeah.
that I've invested in not just watching Housewives franchises, but rewatching.
Discussing them, yeah.
Discussing
well,
them,
well, I feel so left
them.
Out constant. I listen to Las Culturistas. Half that podcast is them talking about Housewives, and I just sit there with blank eyes listening. I still listen. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but I'm not going to fast forward because I might miss something.
Right, exactly.
I should watch. But anyway,
no,
I digress. I don't have time.
You're all
I don't
set.
Have time
but
now.
But if you were to watch, you start with New York.
Okay, good to
okay?
know. Good to know. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. So we're in for a wild ride with
exactly.
Two Niche.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you most excited about being back in the pod world?
I think just talking about things that I'm super interested
yes.
in. It's really,
fun.
Really fun.
And refreshing, I would imagine.
Yeah.
After years and years of discussing wellness as we
Yeah.
mentioned.
And like there was so much intention with That So Retrograde. I am such a, if I do say so myself, a beautifully crafted
yes.
show. Like a really nice, delicate dance between lightheartedness and like solid
mm-hmm.
information and expansion of the mind in mm-hmm. terms of different modalities and ideas. And I'm so proud of it. And I love everything that we did with that. But like, for me and my personal consumption habits, like Two Niche is so much more up my alley.
Yes. But this is a limited series.
Well, we launched with, for the holidays,
mm-hmm.
like festive themes.
Yes. Okay.
And we'll see what happens.
We love. Honey, there is a, what's it called? An ellipses. There's an ellipses at the end. And that's the way we do things.
Exactly.
The rest is still unwritten.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Barry Hills.
Okay. Well, that's all I need to know. So originally, Elizabeth said, Jackie, I have an idea to tie in Two Niche with you being here. We both, unbeknownst to me, attended the new Indie Beauty Expo, which is now called At It.
At It Live.
Yes. I didn't even know that's what I was going to. I thought it was going to be a room of like mixers. I didn't realize when I walked in it was Indie Beauty Expo with the booths and the vendors and all the companies. And then I leave and I get this giant bag full of products You and I both love an indie product discovery. We love woman-owned brands. We love finding out independent new companies on the rise. So you said, why don't we discuss our favorite items from the new indie beauty?
And it's been about 2 months now. So
I feel... we've really gotten to dive
in. Right. I don't do a product shout out until I've
fully done the research.
Used it.
Because you are a tastemaker.
Well, thank you.
So we get to now compare notes.
Yeah. And I have notes.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to be as thorough as you. I still haven't used a bunch of the stuff in there. And I've also, there were some Duddy McDuddertons in there, which I'm not going to even bring up unless you are.
No, I left my nose out of the list. I just want to focus on the positive.
Same. I was honestly shocked at some of the bad stuff. Like, there was this one serum that I Googled. It was $127, and it is, I don't know what it is, but it did nothing.
I'm going to need to know what that one
was. It's in the bathroom. I'll show it to you.
I will say that I'm a font queen, as you will hear on Too Niche quite often, and I was a little disappointed with some of the fonts.
Oh.
Because I think that if you're going to be putting a brand out.
Yes. And now with the saturation of the market, everything is the product now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Packaging, product. But then there's some real all-stars in there. So.
Well, how should we do this? Do you want to go first and then or should we ping pong? I don't have that many.
Okay.
I think I have four that I'm ready to discuss.
Okay.
How many do you have?
Great. I have more than four.
Yeah.
But.
Less than 10?
Less than 10.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll start with something that I've never purchased in my entire life.
Okay, yeah.
That I always DIY, which is a brush cleaner
for
our brushes.
I fucking love this product!
Cinema Secrets, you guys?
This is on my list, too!
Okay, so the past few years, I think I saw like on Pinterest or something one time that I take olive oil and dish soap and I sort of like make a solution with that. And that's how I've always cleaned my brushes. And I don't do it as regularly as I should. I'm not some like brushing, on top of it.
Cleaning
like
my brushes takes fucking forever.
It's a journey.
I have so many. You have to really rinse some of them long and hard. You waste so much water.
Okay.
This product.
Truly jaw on the floor.
No, same.
It's like professional.
Bill Nye the Science Guy shit going on here. Yeah.
It is. So it comes with this little
tin.
So it's the Lemon Makeup Brush Cleaner, and it comes in five different sizes. So
buy the giant one.
Choose your own adventure. Buy the giant one. This is something I 1,000% will always be repurchasing.
Same. And I wish I would have bought one for Black Friday because I meant to do that.
Yeah.
Because this product, when I use it, I go, oh, I'm buying this.
As Jackie said, it comes with a little tin. You dip your brush into it, and it like your brush
sucks it up
the solution.
And it even says, "Don't put that much."
Right, tiny bit, and I'm not even kidding you. Good as new brushes.
Yes.
I mean, chills. I have chills.
It cleans it so thoroughly and quickly.
Unreal.
I'm so satisfied. I wanted to look it up. Is it full of like toxic-y, yucky stuff? I don't even want to know because it works so well.
It works so well that
I love it. It worked great and it was fast on the go.
It's cruelty free.
Well, yeah, that's good to know.
It's okay. It's not that.
I think it's an alcohol based.
There's five ingredients.
Okay.
So it's nothing crazy. There definitely is some sort of cleaning agent.
Yes.
But I recently invested in some brushes from NARS.
Yeah.
Those aren't cheap.
Right.
Good as new. Hello.
I will say this. When you sit there and scrub your brushes out, it does fuck up the integrity of the brush.
It does.
I've had brushes that have started to fall apart, and I'm like, this is because I probably scrubbed the shit out of them trying to get the foundation out of them. This product blew me away.
Unreal. I'm so happy we're on the same page. We're starting off on a really strong foot.
That was one of the only things I was blown away by so far.
Okay.
And I meant to buy one for Black Friday. I was like, I'm going to buy the largest size they have of this.
It's really good. No, I truly have been using it. I'm like sad for it to be diminishing and I'll go, I can buy more. It's
the
fine.
First time I watched the brush suck it up and then you wipe and it was clean, brand new brush in about 30 seconds.
The key is to have like a tea towel, like a hand towel, tea towel, dark colored, not white.
Yes.
And then that companioning with you're all set.
I did it with a pink towel, a light pink towel. Shocker, every towel. My house is pink. But it washed out. It washed clean. But I wanted to see. It's very satisfying to see the streaks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan. So great. I agree with you on that
one.
And
For me, as I said, I've never invested in a brush cleaner.
I usually use the Beauty Blender soap that comes with the Beauty Blender. Like, and it's fine.
It's fine.
But this was fast, efficient, fun even, I will say.
Fun.
It was fun.
Okay. My second favorite that I'm obsessed with that I've gotten my fiance in on now too is this brand called Allwell Beauty, which I have not heard of, but I now am so intrigued.
Allwell?
Allwell.
Okay.
Illuminating 360 eye cream.
Okay, I saw that in my bag, but I have not used it yet.
This stuff has caffeine in it, and it has like a slight tint and shimmer.
Okay.
Who knew? This is the business.
Yes. Okay.
It's so good. The only thing is, so it's great for...
It's $62. I just want to let everybody know.
But the site has a 15% off code.
But it's worth it, you're saying.
It's worth it. Like, I will be repurchasing.
Do you like this packaging?
It looked very masculine to me. Mm-hmm. So I actually was shocked at how good the product inside was.
Okay.
I don't think it matches up.
I need major help with the under eye right now. Shocker.
This is incredible. The only thing I'll say, you cannot put makeup over it or it will pill.
Okay.
So it's like a nighttime or like a morning before you're doing your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
No makeup.
Okay. Well, I don't wear makeup unless I have to, so.
There you go. So, but this is the best under eye product I've ever used.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high praise. She used to host That's So Retrograde. Hello.
Lots of eye products over there, guys.
Okay. That's really.
And you put it on your man, too.
Okay. Wow. Because the packaging, like you said, is...
masculine.
Yeah. Okay.
It is it's deceiving, the packaging.
Oh, they're an upcycled brand.
Great.
Okay. We love. Again, indie brands are always on the cutting edge.
They really are.
So yeah, they use leftover maple wood sourced from a... Okay. We love. We'll never turn that down.
Okay.
Great.
Great. What about you? What else?
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah.
Did you use the Sweetums wipes?
No, because I don't want my pussy to be flavored.
Okay, hold on.
Am I allowed to say that?
Warning, Jackie is going to be discussing her sexuality. All family members and those who would be uncomfortable by that topic, please skip ahead.
Okay, so I got to give y'all the tea on the Sweetums wipes. So when I walked up to this booth, first of all, everyone knows I love talking about my pussy. I love pussy products. I've discovered like the Kegel Bell, the ass masks that were at Body Beauty, all these indie pussy brands that I've brought up on Ashley.
You got your finger on the pulse.
Honey, I sure do. So as soon as I got there, I saw the founder. I saw all the people that worked there. They said, Jackie, you got to go check out the Sweetums booth because they know I love a good pussy product. So I walked over and these women, bless them, they're sweet ladies. But my initial thoughts were, this is going to be dumb. This is going to give you a yeast infection. This is novel. So the brand is called Sweetums Taste Below the Waist. Intimate cleansing wipe with natural flavor. Now, we on Attribute, we don't think pussy smell. We don't want to mask the smell of a pussy. We're not about shaming. And I walked up to these women and I said, I don't really like the idea of wiping, you know, the idea. And she says, that's not what this is. This is not a... your pussy is not whatever.
It's not like a summer's eve moment.
It's not a summer's eve moment. She said, this is purely for fun. This is a fun product.
Okay.
And it's not just for your puss. It's for wieners. It could be for assholes, like whatever. Nipples, whatever. So
it's basically Jessica Simpson dessert.
Pretty much.
2.0.
These Sweetums wipes, they come in several scents. When I got home, I said, Ben, you know, listen, we just had a kid. I'm not going to lie to y'all. It's a little stale around here in terms of the bedroom. It's a little stale. We have different priorities right now. We're keeping a child alive. You know, my pussy's half ripped open still. We're healing it shut, whatever. So I said, this might be something fun we can do in the bedroom to, you know, get back in that swing of things. They have several flavors. I'm just going to read a few of them. Like, see, they have cherry, pina colada. Mango.
A peanut for your...
Cinnamon peanut. Bun, they told me was the most popular. Mojito. So they got fun flavors. So I said to Ben, I said, the cinnamon... Now, first I thought, I'm not going to tell Ben. I said, I'm just going to open the pouch, go in the bathroom, do my thing, come out, call him into the bedroom, and see if he, like, see the look on his face, basically. But I ended up telling him because I didn't want to scare him. So I said, Ben, I've went met this company, Sweetums, or these wipes.
We have to try these out.
Exactly. So one Shabbat evening.
As one does.
Yes. I used the cinnamon bun one.
And the Torah mandated it.
It sure did. So we used it. I used it on myself. And it was hard for me to really enjoy myself because the whole time I was thinking, I'm so curious about his review, right? So we wrap things up. And then I go, so what'd you think? He said, I enjoyed it. Very subtle. Very subtle and not overwhelming. And it wore off. So there was still that natural feeling. And he said, I thought it was fun. So I said, okay. So the next time we tried a different one. We tried the mojito.
Olay.
We did. Well, Ben loves a cocktail.
Sure.
We did our thing, you know. And then I said, well, how was it? He said, great. However, same aftertaste as the cinnamon bun. So they have like the same kind of artificial sweet aftertaste.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did it sting upon application? Because that's where yes. My head goes.
No.
Okay.
It did not.
Okay. Good.
I would say my pussy's been through a lot. So hard to gauge if, you know. So then I wanted my own experience. So I chose the cherry flavor and I sucked Ben's dick with it. I'm just going to say it. What's the point of beating around the bush here?
Mom and Dad getting it on.
Well, you know, how I do you think it. We met the baby, yeah. Right? So nobody thinks I'm a virgin now. Everybody knows, you know. So
Words out.
I also enjoyed it.
Okay.
Now, it's just a little.
Like a hint.
It's a hint that wears off. It's not like I'm eating a Jolly Rancher the whole time. Okay. It's very subtle. I think it would be a cute thing. I don't think this needs to be an everyday thing. I don't think. It's fine.
Maybe I take it out of the giveaway pile and give it a try.
I think you should absolutely give it a try. Now, I know you're sensitive, so maybe you enjoy your scent on your partner.
Right.
No, you don't have to rub it on your pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I immediately was like, that feels like yes. a potential.
And again, I didn't go in. Let's just be clear, okay? I did the outside around. I'm not fucking around.
Right.
So I did the outside around, but I thought it was fun.
Good to know.
I definitely was pleasantly surprised because to me, cinnamon bun, yeast infection. I mean, those two don't go.
No.
I had no reaction. None.
Good.
So I'm giving them an A.
Wow. Okay.
I'm on board with Sweetums.
Sweetums.
And they're cute and fun. Big, big fold out when you open the pouch. If I had a note, it would cut it in half. They definitely give you a lot of product. You could share. Maybe cut it in half.
That's right. Maybe we need like a perforated line.
69, you know, a little mojito, a little.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, you know, listen. So that's my review of the Sweetums wipes. Check them out, everybody.
I am.
They're a little over a dollar each. I'm looking on their website right now. So check them out if that sounds exciting to you.
Is it only available online?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that was the point of them being at the convention,
right. So
was trying
people,
to find
so
a home.
So these brands come to the convention with the promise of getting in front of editors
yes.
and buyers. And
tastemakers such as Elizabeth and myself.
That's right.
I thought it was fun.
Cool.
If you're looking to sweeten up the bedroom, so to say, maybe buy yourself a box.
Okay, so there's this brand called Ohm.
Okay.
That gave out this radiant cleansing balm.
Okay.
That if anybody has used the Elemis cleansing balm, I'm a big fan of that mm-hmm. one. It's pricey, though. I never used to, like, do a cleansing balm step in mm-hmm. my makeup removal. I used to just do, a double cleanse of the same face wash. For me, as I've matured,
mm-hmm.
I have realized that cleansing balm step and then
the
cleanser mm-hmm. is chef's
yes,
kiss.
Yes.
That is the way to go. I am a late adopter to said practice.
You could do an oil cleanse and a cleanse as well.
Right.
But
yeah.
You're saying specifically the balm.
See, I don't really do well with oils. Mm-hmm. So this balm to me
is this Om Organics OM?
OM.
Kaolin Coconut Milk Radiant Cleansing Balm. Okay. This is $18. So this is affordable.
So the mini is $18. So I would say start with the mini.
Mm-hmm.
See how it goes and then go up to the full size.
Oh, got it. The full size is 90 grams, which is $44. So a little more expensive. I love their packaging. I think
the comp for the Elemis is like $60 for the larger
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is obviously a cleaner version. Mm-hmm. And there's Elemis definitely, although it's a lovely fragrance, it's definitely fragranced. Mm-hmm. And I try to
avoid.
Mm-hmm. But I do love that product so much and it doesn't make me have any type of negative reaction. But this, I loved it.
Okay.
Love it.
I'm going to have to dig this out of my bag.
Big fan. 5 stars, A plus.
I love their website. They have a black banner with white writing, and it just really pops on the screen. Oh, they have a bunch of products.
Yeah. No, I'm very intrigued with the entire range now.
Yeah.
But that was kind of like my gateway in.
Okay.
Yep.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My turn?
Yep.
Now, I texted you this as a spoiler alert, and you said you didn't get it in your bag. The Olvarum bath oil?
Didn't get it.
This bath oil is incredible. My favorite product in the bag.
So how do you use a bath oil? You just draw a bath and you put the oil in?
Yes.
Okay.
So this bath oil is $55.
Ooh.
I bought one for my, if you're listening, hopefully not, my mother-in-law and my stepmom for Hanukkah.
Oh, it's that good.
It's incredible. It's divine. It would be an incredible mommy present. I barely get to take baths now as a new mom. So when I do, honey, I indulge. I have a time. It's a beautiful little green bottle with a black top. And I think it says how many baths you get with the amount of oil. But I do a half a cap of it. The scent is incredible. You know when you get out of the bath and you could slip because the bath like has an oil slick in it? It doesn't have that because I think the oil absorbs into you. Your skin is incredibly soft. It's just a beautiful, immersive experience. Worth every penny. Because if you do the math, you're putting like $2 or $3 into the bath.
And what's the brand?
It's called Olvarum.
I did not even...
Olverum. It is not an American brand. And they've been in the bath product realm for many years, if I'm remembering correctly from the website. I don't have it pulled out in front of me. I should. But it's an incredible product. I'm so happy with it. Like I said, I bought one for the mothers in my life because I was so impressed with it.
That sounds delightful. And
10 sumptuous essential oils work in harmony to relieve stress, revive aching muscles, and restore luster to dull skin.
Ooh.
Gorgeous packaging, lovely product. I'm obsessed, to say the least. Absolutely divine, fun experience.
I'm enticed.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered this brand, and I think I saw you shout them out on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
United and Free.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly grabbed by the packaging.
Okay, yes.
There was some sort of, it looked like a recycled paper moment.
Uh-huh.
Which I go, ooh. Yep.
We like to see
that.
Paper.
We like mm-hmm. to see that. And then this product that they gifted us with, which
is
I am.
The balm?
The balm.
Mm-hmm. I've been using it at night.
So you can put it on the ends of your hair. You can put it on your lips. It's really great for stretch marks.
Oh.
It's just sort of like an all around, sort of like an Egyptian magic. Mm-hmm. No scent.
Yes.
And I love a multi-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the packaging. Huge fan of the font.
This little container, it's, what is it made of, like metal? It's so satisfying. The little jar.
Mm-hmm.
It's $36. I've been slugging with it all over my face at night.
Okay. Can you explain slugging to me? Because I missed that TikTok trend.
Right. So basically, you seal in your skincare with a thick layer of a balm of sorts. The TikTok girlies are using Vaseline or something like that. Not for me. This is a vegan product, and it's really hard to find a vegan slug balm that I have found. So when I saw this, I said, I'm going to try to slug with it. I was actually going to try to use the Pipette baby balm to slug because the Pipette rep told me that I could.
Okay.
Because Sandy loves that product and his little butthole. It looks incredible. Nobody's going to see it, but he doesn't have diaper rash, which is a huge feat.
That's great.
I know. It's because I'm on top of it. I balm his butthole with the Pipette balm.
As a woman who's known for creaming her neck? Exactly. Are you not going to balm the butt?
I mean, come on. Cream the neck, balm the butt.
Hello.
Take a break, hon. So I love this product. I've been using it every night.
Okay.
And I love the little jar.
It's great.
I'm not throwing it out. I'm going to put a succulent in it when I'm done.
Oh, she loves the jar.
Yes, it's so cute. And $36 isn't bad.
For a very multi-purpose product that is not scented. I'll just want to read the list of what they're saying they're promising here.
Yes.
Diminish the appearance of scars, soften calluses and rough patches, moisturize dry hands and feet, soothe cracked skin, protect dry lips, maintain tattoos, calm inflamed skin, prevent dry, itchy scalp, repair split ends. I didn't know you could repair split ends, but okay. Soften bristly underarm hair.
Okay.
And tame worry facial hair.
Okay.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of stuff for one little tiny
jar.
It doesn't say you can slug, but you know what? I did.
She did it.
And everything's fine. Also, sustainable packaging.
10 points for that, for sure.
When I put all the products out on the floor from the bag, I grabbed it. That should say something. The packaging stuck out to me in all the sea of products.
Well, it's just really nice to see some innovation in the packaging realm.
Yes. I just think it's so excessive and wasteful when you have a brand with a I'm not going to say which brands. They're beautiful, but you look at them and you enjoy them and you throw it out. And that's not helping anyone anymore.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Trash Island.
Honey, just think of the Trash Island. It's not where you want a vacation this year, is it?
No,
it's not. So I'm glad you agreed with me on that one. I enjoyed it as well. So far we've had two sames. Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is it my turn? Did you use the Mi Cosmetics Scalp Foundation?
No, I gave that to my mom.
Because she could use it.
Yeah.
So the founder, Camille, shout out, has been on Attribute, but she's
cool.
A honey.
I had a great chit chat with her.
She's an incredibly chic, intelligent, cool woman that needs to write a book about her life. I've gotten to know her through being an Attribute listener. And then she was like, I have a brand. And she sent it to me and I said, this is incredible. So I've talked about Mi Cosmetics Scalp Foundation a bunch on Attribute.
If you know, you know.
But I now, as a postpartum woman with half her hair that has fallen out of her head, it's an incredible product. And that's why Camille even started the brand, is because she experienced the same thing. But I explained to Camille, every set I've ever been on, they color your hairline in. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're Mario Lopez. It doesn't matter if you're a woman,
that's
a man.
That's the second Mario Lopez shout out of the episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Did I already say Mario Lopez once?
Yeah.
He's on my mind.
Apparently AC.
What did I say before?
Chorus line.
You're right. That's why I said it.
Dedication to Mario Lopez.
Honey, we should just change the title to Mario Lopez. I have a really funny Mario Lopez story, and I've told it on my TikTok, so I'll save it for y'all. But let's just say I met him once, and he was less than thrilled. I digress. Okay. So anyway, I think this product could be used for many people. And it's a really fabulous product. And Camille was the hit of the convention. Every time I saw anyone from the indie beauty world, they would say to me, you need to go see Sweetums. And I would say to them, y'all got to go see Mi Cosmetics. Because it's just an incredible brand. And I'm so proud of Camille. And I think this is a product that a lot of people would love to have. And it would really help them.
Yeah. And I don't know if we explained exactly what it does. But it's basically like a powder compact that matches your hair color.
Yes.
And it comes with a wonderfully... I think
dense
a
brush,
strong kabuki brush, and you powder it on your hairline to give either, hey, it gives you fuller looking hair, or if you just want like a very full looking ponytail line.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes. If you want to do like a millennial part or a Gen Z middle part and you just want to look snatched, you fill that in.
Yeah.
And I should say the full name. It's called Can't Stop Me Now. Is the actual product name of the Scalp Foundation.
Okay.
And this shit will not come off. It's not going to be Giuliani melting. It stays put. Camille has videos of her jumping in the pool and getting out and not smearing it.
Wow.
So I do it when I wash my hair, and then I don't wash my hair for a few days and it stays.
Can't stop me now.
Can't stop me now. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me tomorrow. You can't stop me the next day. No question mark for that. So to me, Camille was the hit of the convention.
So, I didn't really talk to many people. I just was laser focused on catching the research. What was I doing there? I was like, I am here to
I didn't speak to many people either because I'm so exhausted now by everything.
Yeah.
I reserve my energy for the specific people I think need it.
Said hi. Thank you. Tell me about your brand.
I said Pussy Wipe, Camille, Scalp Foundation.
On to the
I'm
next.
Out. Yes.
Okay, the Layover Overnight Travel Recovery Mask.
Okay.
Looks like this by a brand called Silex. S-I-L-E-X.
Okay, the bottle doesn't strike me,
It doesn't strike me, but on this particular day, I was feeling quite parched in the skin department.
Okay, what's it called one more time?
Silex, S-I-L-E-X, the Layover Overnight Travel Recovery Mask.
Okay.
It says travel from dry to dewy overnight with this hydrating leave-on mask, specifically formulated to restore skin that's been exposed to sun and other environmental aggressors. While you sleep, ceramides lock moisture into your skin, while a proprietary blend of natural and synthetic ingredients help whisk away the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. I love a proprietary blend.
Honey, who doesn't?
And it makes you wake up soft.
So it works.
Yeah.
Because this product ain't cheap.
It's not.
1.7 ounces is $48.
But it was, my skin's been dry lately.
Same with Sandy.
This was actually the first thing I opened in the bag because I was that dry. I was like, find me some moisture stat.
I need moisture right now.
And this delivered quite well.
The founder was a pilot. A female pilot. Honey.
Planet-friendly packaging.
Okay. I love all those things.
I guess I'm learning that if it's planet-friendly packaging, the colors are limited.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That makes absolute sense. You can't be picky.
No. They're like, they're going to be a masculine-looking packaging.
Well, that's actually helped. Makes me feel better. Okay, I'm going to try this tonight because I'm dry as fuck.
Try it.
I'm glad you like it. I love a ceramide. We all need a ceramide out there.
We all need a ceramide.
Okay, I only have one left.
Okay.
Did you see the Butter and Me Co. little chocolate bar body scrub?
Yes.
Did you use it?
I used the sample, but I'm actually saving them as a gift because I was quite impressed.
Okay. I've already talked about this on Attribute. I actually put this on my holiday gift guide because they're so cute and I loved it. So I've already brought it up. I feel I don't need to get super into it again, but they have the cutest stuff. I'm on their website. Everything is adorable. Everything is adorable. They have these little scrub bars that look like little chocolate bars and you just break off a little piece and put it in the shower with you and scrub yourself. Lovely experience.
Great for traveling.
Great for travel. Fabulous gift. And they have lots of really cute stuff. They have these little butter melt lotion bars that look like little clouds. And they're very cute. I haven't bought one of those. But I definitely love the Choco Body Scrub is what they're called. And they have a matcha one. I need the matcha one, Elizabeth.
Probably, yeah.
I'm a matcha queen.
Yeah.
I just got the strawberry cacao one, which is very cute, but I want the matcha one, so I'm going to have to order it for myself. They're very cute, and I love the brand. I love the packaging. It also has eco packaging.
Yes, and that was what really stood out to me as well. Again, we're not, like, no plastic.
Yes.
No, it's great. My final one is this brand called Luna Nectar.
Okay, I feel like I saw this.
They have this Mars Sand.
I have that in my bathroom.
Adaptogenic dry shampoo. I'm just going to say, looks alone, first looks.
That's why I put it on my
shelf. First impressions contest.
Mm-hmm.
Really gorgeous.
Yes, I pulled it out because of the packaging. It's pink, and I said, this will look good in my bathroom. So I grabbed it.
Great font.
$27, not bad.
Nice scent.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried Truly so many dry shampoos on the market.
Yes.
And I really like the kind. I've moved away from the spray kind because the environment and whatnot. Yes. And this is just great. And my trick with my newly adapted trick with the dry shampoo is you don't wait until you need it.
Yes, you do it before.
Use it second day after the wash before the situation gets dire.
Yes, yes.
That's the secret.
Yep.
Which is not a secret, apparently, but was nice to me.
I have been told that by an attribute guest, but until then, I did not know that either, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You got to get ahead of it.
I pulled this out of the bag because the packaging was so cute. The bottle, I'm trying to describe the bottle. You're way better at describing things than
me. It is a pastel-colored thick glass.
Yes, it's gorgeous. But it's the shape of it. Yeah. It's rectangular.
It's just...
It's really chic.
I haven't seen another dry shampoo that looked like it, which is A for innovation.
Yes.
Bonus points. And just, the color...
Great color.
It's like a peachy pink.
It also made me laugh out loud. It says, volumizing adaptogenic dry shampoo, horsetail he shoo woo. And that made me laugh because I just said, this is so millennial.
So millennial. Like, we love he shoo woo.
Adaptogenic dry shampoo. I just said, this is hilarious. And I don't mean that in a shitty way. It just, I'm like, of course, we're making adaptogenic dry shampoo. That's what we're doing with our time.
Yeah.
And it made me happy.
Naturally.
And I have been enjoying it. How do you apply it, though? Because I'm having a hard time getting the product out.
Just a shake of the wrist.
And then you put it directly onto your head?
Yeah.
Okay, because for me, most dry shampoos I have, like you said, it's a button or something to get the product out. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, this bottle isn't permeable. I can't push on it. So you're saying there's a shake?
There's a shake.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it. It's been in my bathroom and I have been using it because, again, I pulled it out of the bunch.
Stood out.
This one would win the packaging award and so would the, what's it called?
It's called United and Free Balm Bum.
That would win too.
That's number two.
And Butter and Miko. I think those three, I was like, okay, these are the winners. And the favorite product out of them all, the brush cleaner.
Oh, yeah. Brush cleaner?
I'm not kidding.
If you have brushes, this is how to keep them.
Yes.
Keep them going. Because in my life, I'm ashamed to say, my laziness took over and I've replaced brushes instead of doing the right thing.
Well, they're hard. It's so...
Yeah.
It's a lot. I have a lot of makeup brushes because I get sent them. It's not that I'm out wasting buying them. But again, I'm like, I need at least five foundation brushes because I'm too lazy to clean them or I'm in a hurry.
Favorite
I wait
brushes.
Too long.
You don't have any?
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable.
Okay. I will say Say
makes
a great one. The one that goes with their Sunmelt bronzer. Mm-hmm.
I love that brand.
Wander
I have that same
Beauty
bronzer.
Has my other favorite one, which is a two-sided one for foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just got this NARS foundation one that's a little tiny stubby, fluffy brush.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then I also got the eyeshadow blending brush from NARS. I feel like I'm all set.
Yes. As long as you keep them clean.
The power four right there.
There you go. I definitely don't use that many.
Mm-hmm.
I use a foundation. I put everything on with one these days. I do a sunscreen and then my foundation with the same one.
Okay.
And then I'll do a concealer. Maybe. Or I'll use my finger, let's be honest. I'm busy now.
I don't sunscreen with a brush.
And I do. No, but I just.
You just do.
I just do these days. And then I do. I have a double-sided that I do a little of the bronzer and a little of the blush with.
Okay.
That's it. Oh, and I'll use a highlighter. The Good Mineral was there. Did you get a sample of them?
No.
I don't think I saw anything in the back. Mm-mm. I just had the founder on. She's great. Minerals are cool again. That's basically what we're here to say. I do their highlighter, and then I sweep it across my lids, too, with the same brush.
Nice.
And I'm like, I'm ready to go.
That's right.
But now I'm telling you, I think the Cinema Secrets, I feel like they've been around forever.
Yeah, I think they're just sort of, but they're like making an entree into new market.
Yes.
Us. We're the new market.
And I'm a customer. They got a customer out of me, sweetie.
They sure do.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm so happy that you agreed with me. The fact that we had a few crossovers
speaks to how strong those products are.
Did you use any of the serums in that bag? I found none of them exciting so far.
I don't think I've cracked into them yet because I only like to have one thing open at a time.
That's how I feel too.
And I'm on like a goop journey right mm-hmm. now with their product line.
Yes. That's the one that Gwyneth Paltrow ate the French fries out of.
What?
Gwyneth Paltrow was on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
And she dipped French fries into the Goop cream and ate it because she said it's so natural you can eat it.
Missed that.
Mm-hmm. This was
years
ago.
I have not tried that.
Well, listen.
Just put it on my face.
I gave you an impossible chicken nugget out there. You could dip that in there.
That was delicious.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
So good.
I'm a fan. Okay. Guess what, Elizabeth? You've already been here an hour.
What?
Can you believe?
Time flies.
Time flies. We did what we wanted to do.
We hauled.
But I ask everyone at the end of Nat Tribute about their self-care rituals.
Okay.
And I would love to know what yours are currently.
Currently?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like in the beauty realm or just in the life realm?
Life.
My morning, here's my favorite way to start the day is obviously to bring it back to the artist's way. And one of the main tenets of that is morning pages, mm-hmm. which is 3 pages of journaling as close to when you've woken up as possible. You kind of don't want to have the brain like too stimulated.
So when you wake up, you don't immediately look at your phone?
It depends.
That's what I do. Bad habit.
Really what I do, I don't have my phone by me, but I have my iPad by me. Mm-hmm. And I like to, which limits sort of the content I can mm-hmm. acquire. Mm-hmm. And I read Apple News that is very tailored
curated
to my specific realms of enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will look at my iPad, do that. Then I'll get up. I'll make a coffee, make a water.
Mm-hmm.
Try to drink as much water as possible mm-hmm. before that coffee hits my lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the power move. So there's this ice mask from Amazon. It's like $9. It's a full face mask.
Okay.
That's an ice pack.
Yeah, okay.
Throw that on your face in the morning. Wakes you right up,
mm-hmm.
gets rid of that puff.
Mm-hmm.
If I can kill 2 birds with that. And then right now, while I journal, I like to listen to peaceful Christmas piano music.
Okay. That's fun.
I also don't have kids, so mm-hmm. it's a different morning journey.
I could do all that if I woke up earlier than the baby. I could do all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really my thing. And then usually it's like either or. I'd love it if I gave myself the room to do both, or I'll go to like an early Pilates class.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually is like journaling or Pilates.
I have been trying to get back into Pilates.
I love it.
I do too, for a former specifically.
Yeah. Avenir on Fountain and Sunset is where I go, and all their teachers are wonderful.
Well, now everybody's going to come find you.
You know what? I've never posted about it because I never wanted people to know, but you guys can know. Because I'm like, I don't want to blow this spot up because I love it so much.
Well, when I lived in your neighborhood, I would go to Paris Pilates, and then you went on a rant about how they make you pay for socks.
Well, I just was really upset because I understand their machines require
yes.
a grip sock,
yes.
but don't have the only grip sock option be $12.
No,
that
I agree. It's definitely
robbery.
A cash grab.
Yeah.
It's like when the airline charges you $4 for the headsets.
Right.
It's like,
right.
I'm in a vulnerable spot here. Give me a break.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I stopped going there because I moved out of that neighborhood.
I know.
I really liked it there, and I had 2 teachers there I really liked. I have yet to find a place in my new neighborhood that I really like, but I've just started tipping my toe back in. Tomorrow is the first one I'm going to at this new place at 8 a.m., which old Jackie, you couldn't catch me dead that early. But now 8 a.m., that's late.
That's late.
The baby's drank off me. I can put on clothes and leave the house. And so Ben's supporting my journey. He's going to be watching the child while I do that. So mommy's just trying to get strong because that baby's heavy as fuck. And I love a reformer.
It's great.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm standing up straighter.
Yes.
And that's, it's all, listen, from here till the end of time, posture is the focus.
I completely agree with that. I was just on Howard Stern's Serious channel, and they filmed me from like 7 angles, and I kept looking up, and I was like, I just see my back, and I said, honey, this is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. I think the time we spent in our houses due to COVID, that just took a toll.
Took a toll on that
on
spine,
the hunch.
Honey.
Yeah.
took a toll on the hunch. Well, I'll let you know how it goes with my Pilates
please
journey. Yeah, because it's my favorite exercise, reformer.
It's great.
Reformer Pilates. I know. Yeah. you're in that boat too. Do you have wedding plans yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
I planned this engagement party that sadly You hurt your toe.
Yes.
You couldn't come.
I never even told anyone on Ash Butte about that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jackie hurt her toe, which is so funny because I hurt my foot a week before and couldn't go to my friend's one-year-old's birthday party. So I was like, I get it.
Yes.
I fully get it. I couldn't put a shoe on.
My toe was black and it was the stupidest injury I've probably ever had.
It happens. Well, I missed you
so
much.
I snagged my toe on the wall turning a corner too fast.
Okay.
Everyone be careful out there.
Yeah. It's hard out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I planned that engagement party, mm-hmm. which was, I mean, I don't know if
Ben said it was so fun. No, he didn't want me to feel left out.
Right. So he was like, it was whatever.
He was like, it was fine. And I go, be honest. He goes, it was so fun. Oh my God. I'm so glad I went. I had the best time. Like, and then
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. He loved it.
So I had the best time planning that.
I'm so glad.
And that was a month ago. Mm-hmm. So now I guess I'm supposed to get to the next phase.
Yes.
But I've never been the type of person who like thought about their wedding ever. Dreamt about it. I'm coming here in with a clean slate, except I know I don't want anything traditional.
I love that. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So the fact that you haven't lost your mind is a good sign.
I don't love the, like, I love planning events and parties. Mm-hmm. Don't so much love it to be for me.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I think that's healthy.
Okay.
Because you can easily overconsume and then you have so many ideas that you can't do them all and then you get overwhelmed, then you get frustrated and then you realize how much things are and you don't have the budget and you get upset and then you cry 2 years after your wedding because your bouquet was too big and then you get a divorce. So I don't wish any of that on you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I want chill, mellow, fun, mm-hmm. loving.
Again. Pictures.
Classy.
Pictures. All
gorgeous.
You need is the pics.
Fabulous dress.
Yes.
That's it.
All you need
hot
is those pics. Yes, you've got that.
So it's all good.
Okay. Well, if y'all go to Vegas, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Pink Cadillac, baby. I want that pink Cadillac. Maybe a pink gown. I don't know.
I see that for you.
Yeah. For my third husband?
No. For I think you can.
Vow
I think
renewal.
You can just say, we had a COVID wedding. We're doing it again.
Right. Yeah.
Hot.
There's no rules.
No rules.
No rules. Okay. Well, I look forward to whatever you end up doing.
Thank you.
It will be fab. And again, get a good photographer. That's
It'll be fab. No question mark.
Fab. Period. We've covered all the punctuation.
We really have.
I want everyone to follow you on Instagram, but I just say proceed with caution because every time Elizabeth posts something, I want to buy it.
Really?
Because I told you I bought that little compost bin for my countertop that you have.
You know what? I stopped posting so much products because I just am so sick of
being sold to all the time. Yeah.
It's such a turnoff to me. I think like.
But you're not doing it for money. You're doing it because that's your job. You are the tastemaker that we turn to. And I feel the same way about me. So
that's good to know.
If someone's feeling weird about it, that's their own shit.
Right.
You know
it's
what
just
I mean?
Like for me and my own just consumption preferences, mm-hmm. I'm just like, I don't know. I like to learn something. I like to be entertained. Mm-hmm. So if I am posting about that, maybe it's that. And now it's like a little bit like, you know, probably posting things that have to do with some two niche episodes because that's just fun for me to kind of like thematically get into it that way.
Well, tell us where we can find you and where we can find Two Niche.
Two Niche is available on all podcast platforms.
There you go.
And then I'm just Elizabeth Kott.
There you go.
K-O-T-T.
K-O-T-T?
Exclamation point.
Funny. Fuck you. Exclamation point. You know what that's from?
Sex and the City.
Yes.
Oh.
We're simpatico over here. Mm-hmm, you're picking up what I'm putting down, and I respect it.
All the time, baby.
I admire it, and I love it.
This has been such a thrill. I love your show so much.
Thank you for being a frequent guest.
It's an honor, and when I got to host the show while you were on maternity leave, I had the best time.
I got a lot of great feedback from your app.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Jessica DeFino is just
incredible.
Such a star,
yes.
And everything she does is so cool. It was just such a pleasure to get to be behind the mic because I hadn't
on your hiatus.
I was on the deep into my hiatus and I was like, oh yeah, I love doing this. That is right.
If anyone didn't hear that, you can go back over the summer when I was gone from maternity leave. Elizabeth did a fill-in episode for me. And it was very easy for me when I said, I need a few people to fill in who I knew. You were on the top of the list and you delivered.
Well, I thank you.
So in case you didn't hear that, because I know the numbers.
You're like, no one, turns out no one did.
A lot of y'all didn't listen. No,
guys, Jessica
DeFino is a beauty
culture critic who is truly speaking the gospel of what we need to be looking at and really dissecting where these trends are coming from and how really the basis of them are some pretty fucked up things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
As consumers.
And that's what we love at Nashville. We love to peel the layers back and really see the ugly of the beauty.
And we love the beauty industry. Mm-hmm. I'm a consumer. I'm a fan. I'm all those things. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so important to look at kind of the full landscape to have just like an understanding of what we're working with and why beauty trends are where they are, why skin culture is where it is, that sort of thing.
Love. Okay. You've sold me. I can't wait to hear Too Niche. And I can't wait to use a Sweetums wipe on my asshole tonight.
Let me know let me know if it stings.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will based on what I've done so far.
Okay.
My R&D so far.
Good to know.
Please use one and tell and keep me posted.
Maybe.
Mango, whatever you're into that night. They've got something.
All right.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay. Well, let me play my outro music. Where is it? I famously run my own boards. Here it is. You deserve to be happy, everybody. I'm talking to you. Don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Elizabeth, do you cream your neck?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you do. That would be humiliating after all of this for you to say, what?
Cream what?
I've gotten a few of those.
Oh.
And no judgment here on Nashville. It's a judgment-free zone.
That's why I love it here.
But it was a little shocking, I'll be honest.
Yeah.